This is the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome to the Live Your Spa Life Show. Spa Life is where accomplishment and harmony coexist. Now, here's your host and Spa Life curator, Diane Halfman.
Hello, and welcome to this episode of Live Your Spa Life Show. I am so excited to share with you my special guest today, which is Shauna Akendall. You are going to be really excited to have a conversation with her because she is a frequency alchemist and a personal coach. She is a trailblazer in the area of mind, body, spirit wellness, and she is the creator of Be Well Live, a live interactive online show featuring thought leaders and visionaries of our time. I'm going to be sharing a lot more about who she is and her journey and how that relates to spa life. And if you're just tuning in and you're wondering, what is spa life? Spa life is a lifestyle that accepts that accomplishment and harmony can coexist. It's having that balance in your life between doing the things that you love to do and doing it in a way that it honors who you are. So Shauna, welcome to the show. And I'm so excited to have this conversation with you.
Thank you so much. I'm happy to be here.
Thank you. So you have been through quite a journey yourself, and you talk a lot about having almost two different aspects of your life, kind of a before and after. I'd love for you to share a little bit more about that.
Yeah. So I would say the first half of my life was kind of looking back on it, caught up in a lot of nonsense, like all the exterior stuff driving us, you know, insecurities, not feeling good enough. Certainly struggled a lot in my younger youth with weight and body image. And I grew up as a dancer. And so that was even more pronounced because in that world, it was very scrutinized. And so I really developed an unhealthy relationship with food and then spent many years after that through my 20s and 30s trying to figure out that relationship and trying to heal it, only really approaching it from weight and the physical aspects and not looking at, you know, what's the underlying cause of this and what's the root cause of it. And it wasn't until I ended up with a diagnosis of skin cancer on the bridge of my nose that was when I just kind of started to wake up and say, wait a second, you know, I've been struggling, I've been running. I mean, I think oftentimes we're so busy in life, we're just running. And it really stopped me in my tracks for the first time. And that diagnosis wasn't on my leg. It wasn't on my arm. It was on the bridge of my nose. And to me, that was you need to listen and you need to start paying attention to the way you're treating yourself, to the way you're living your life. And from that, you know, I really went on a healing journey. I started certainly with the body and weight and things like that. And it doesn't take long to realize that that's only the beginning. And healing really is a process where we take a look at our thoughts, we take a look at our emotions, we take a look at everything that's gone on in our life and how we can, you know, up-level our life from there and understand those things so that we can move forward powerfully.
I love that so much. You know, it's always interesting that there seems to be an event that has this waking up process that happens in our life. And, you know, when I talk about spa life with people, you know, there's so many times where people live their life by default. You know, it's just same day, you know, all the different things, the fears and things that happen in our life. But, you know, it's when you actually design your life and you do it in a way that's intentional, like what are some of the things that you do now that you are intentional about your life?
Well, it's entirely different when you're starting to design your life, like you say, which I think is awesome to do because most of us are kind of unconscious about the way that we're living. And when you start to become conscious of that, it takes a lot of effort at the beginning to start putting rituals in place. And I think rituals are a great way of doing things. So maybe it's having a healthy breakfast or starting, you know, with a protein shake in the morning that's healthy and you start doing that day after day, or maybe it's putting in some exercise and putting that into your daily schedule. And at the beginning, you know, there's a process like learning, like riding a bike, right? You know, you fall down, you get back on, you fall down, you get back on. And as adults, we tend to not really like this process. We tend to think we should just, you know, get it right the first time and it should stick. But really, if you look back every time we're learning anything new, it's kind of the same process as when we were kids. And so we just want to start getting those rituals in place. And that is beginning to design your life. And a lot of times it starts with you know, little things like that. And then it might go to the way you schedule your day, the way, how many hours you're working, how many hours you're taking personal time. It can go to everything from how we treat our body to taking time out in nature to shut down all the technology and shut down everything and just reconnect with ourselves. So there are deepening levels, I find, of the design, right? But it starts with these small rituals and changes that we start making with our life.
I love that so much, you know, having like the habits in place that are success habits, that are things that really feed your soul. Now, I know that you coach public figures and stars of the stage and screen, as well as CEOs, and you're helping them heal their body and affect positive change and, you know, really have that personal fulfillment. How is it that they have, you know, maybe it's their big personalities or they have certain rituals that they are used to? How do you really show them to shift their life in a way that supports them that they maybe can't see yet?
It's interesting that you say that maybe they can't see yet, because awareness is really the key to all growth, right? Because there's a lot of ourself we just can't see. And so we do things and we don't even know why we're doing things, right? So we don't know, you know, for a lot of people like myself, right? When I struggled with weight, I didn't know why it was such a struggle for me. I couldn't understand why, you know, and then we beat ourselves up, right? Yes. Like, why can't I get this right? And so people come to me for all kinds of reasons. Sometimes it is weight or health, right? Because that's where the attention is. And then we realize it's really other things underneath that. Sometimes it's, you know, struggling in their career, or maybe they've reached a plateau, or they've kind of maybe had success and then now they're not having success in their career and they can't figure out why, you know, what's wrong, what's going differently. And so it doesn't really, to me, matter what the doorway in is. And it's like, for me, the skin cancer was a doorway in to a different level of beingness, a different level of consciousness, transforming every aspect of my life. And so it really doesn't matter what that wake-up call is. Yeah. It's just using that as a way to get into understanding ourselves better. Because when we are aware, I call it bringing it from the back around to the front. When we can see something that we never saw before, we actually have the opportunity then to do something different. If we can't see it, we can't do anything about it, right? Absolutely. So it's just bringing that awareness around to the front, little by little, in increments that feel, you know, comfortable for people. So it's not about showing us all of ourselves in a day and maybe feeling overwhelmed by that, but doing it little by little so we can, again, make those habit changes or those ritual changes.
Right. This is such an important conversation because, you know, I know it's part of your purpose to help people release from their fears and their doubts and their insecurities. You know, when people come from that place, they are kind of shrinking. And I know you're looking for a place to expand people. You know, how is it that you can take them from those lowest of lows so that they can experience their highest, you know, energetic self? And I know you talk about like their soul frequency. How do you take them from that back door to the front door and have that expression?
So we're all living at a certain frequency. And the way I like to describe it that makes it really simple, if someone has never heard the word energy frequency or is unfamiliar with an energy discussion, I picture it like a 10-floor building. So let's say there's 10 different levels of a building. And at every different level, there's different things going on, right? So let's say my life is a 10-story building. And at the ground floor level, maybe I'm just struggling to meet my basic needs. I'm having troublesome relationships. Life is seeming very hard and difficult. And maybe at the top level, I feel abundance. I feel like everything in my life is kind of operating at a peak level. So I'm having great relationships, great connections with people. I feel healthy in my body. And at every different level, there's a different level of beingness, right? And so these energetic frequencies are all happening at the now, right? And we can literally kind of tune in just like an old radio station. Like if you're tuning the dial on a radio station and you go from country music to rock and roll, it's like changing your life from talk radio to your favorite song, right? And dialing in this frequency. And so I have people be aware of this and understand, right? Because really frequency is something that we feel. It's not something we see. Like we don't see microwaves, you know, or radio waves. We feel it. And most people are just desensitized to it. So we're not really present to energy and how the energy of someone else is affecting us all the time. We're not consciously thinking, oh, it's their energy, right? And so I bring people into that awareness of the world of energy and start pointing out like how it happens in life. You know, like if we go to a party and let's say you really connect with someone and you think they have a great vibe and you say, oh, I love that person's vibe. That's their energy, right? You love their energy and you feel drawn to it. And so we are always either feeling drawn to something or feeling deflected from it. Right. And we can change our energy system. And it just makes at the higher frequency. So like at the floor 8, at floor 9, at floor 10, we're able to manifest things faster. We're able to clear things faster, meaning past trauma, hurts, things we've been through. It's just, I call it the land of little miracles where things really line up in your favor and you draw in the experiences you want to be having instead of chasing after them in life. And so I just teach people about their energy system and how to make life a little bit easier by understanding it.
I really appreciate this conversation because, you know, when we talk about trauma, I mean, sometimes again, it comes to like the awareness aspect to it where we may not even realize what is actually affecting our energy, but tuning into that energy to really see is things, you know, expanding our energy and we're feeling more joy or are we feeling more like depressed or what's affecting that? And to really have this awareness around how these things are affecting our life. And so I love this feeling into the energy. So do you find that this is a process that people can embrace and jump into fairly quickly? You know, is that transformation something that happens, you know, over time? Or, you know, how would you say that the experience is that you've seen for people who had that shut down in their life for most of their life?
Yeah. So the soul frequency is really the highest energetic frequency that is your kind of best self, right? Really is what that term is. And it's reaching that frequency where some people have felt it at different times in their life where they go, oh my gosh, it's like everything feels so amazing and life is so good. And sometimes we touch on it a little bit, but we don't stay there. So we have these peak moments, but then we fall off of them quickly. And that's that riding the bike thing, right? Get back on, get back on, get back on. And so really, it's learning how to hold that resonance, how to find it, and then how to hold that resonance. And it's different for everybody. And it really has to do with our level of resistance. So some people find it very quickly and they kind of go through the process of falling off, getting back on, falling off, getting back on, and then they hold that resonance. Yeah. And other people, it's like we get stuck in things sometimes. So sometimes we're really stuck in one area of our life or on a certain mindset we have that we can't have certain things we want. Some people believe it has to be hard. If we believe it has to be hard, we're going to make it hard, right? And so it's really just kind of understanding those belief systems, which is really the first kind of part I take people through is first understanding the truth of what's going on and then releasing those things that stand in the way because energy can move very quickly. We can heal very quickly on all different levels if we allow it to happen. And so if we're in a lot of resistance, it can take some time, which is fine too. Everyone gets there, right? It's just the you choose, I guess, in some way, maybe unconsciously to you, how you get there.
Right. And I love that part about allowing because, you know, we've all experienced, you know, people are like, they're doing really well for a while. It's almost like you said, it's like that riding the bike, like I'm doing well. And then there's almost like, if you don't have that having level open, it's kind of like that, oh, do I deserve to have this? Or really looking at what are some of the things that people may be doing to sabotage that. So to continue to move up the floors in the building and to have that continued expansion can really just increase that having level.
Exactly. And one of the most important things for people to understand is that it's not about time because energy happens in the now. So we can transform any area of our life, even if we've struggled our whole life, in really a moment. But it's like, it's just getting to that root of what needs to be shifted so that you can allow. Right. And yeah. So it's kind of our own conversation with ourselves about how much can I allow goodness in my life? Because a lot of people really believe they don't deserve goodness in one or more areas of their life. So maybe they've been very successful in business. Like several of my clients have been very successful in business. They are not successful in relationship. They don't believe that that's possible to have both of those things. Right. So we really want to look over our life and see where we might be hindering having what we want because we just don't believe that it's possible that we could have it all, so to speak. And that doesn't mean that we're doing everything on every day and that we're overwhelming our schedule, but right. That we can be really in abundance in all areas of life is entirely possible.
Got it. Got it. Well, you know, this is so fascinating for me because, you know, this whole aspect about overwhelm that people are having, and, you know, you touched a little bit on the busyness, and busyness is like, you know, I'm calling this like the new addiction, just the busyness of like, and when you ask people how they are, it's like, oh, well, I'm so busy. Well, who's creating that busyness and what are we choosing in our life? Because we all have the same 24 hours. How people are spending it is so fascinating for me for people to look at that because it is the same 24 hours. And I love how you say it's not about time and that change can happen in the moment. It can be that quick. And we can cause drag in our time and our experience of life, or it can be excelled. And especially when we're in places of joy, it just feels like, oh, time just flew by. We were just talking about how, wow, where'd the summer go, right?
Yeah.
We were having such beautiful experiences. So, you know, when we look at that term busyness and how we're spending our time, you know, how is it that, what's some of your like spa life secret, you know, how you have that accomplishment in harmony and how you're making the impact in your life where you're being more present in the moment?
Well, I always want to be like really authentic with this because I think sometimes people hear people saying, oh yes, I have perfect balance to my life and everything's just perfect. And then we feel less than, right? Because gosh, why can they do this and I can't? And for me, it's an all the time practice, right? So I live a very busy life. I'm a mom and a wife and I run a business, and it's always being able to have boundaries and always being able to really prioritize. And so I find, like, as a woman, that it's easy to let our own self-care and our self go at the expense of helping other people. I think we're like, this is in our DNA, I believe. So it's always being mindful of that, right? And again, this is where awareness comes into play. So when my life gets very busy and I feel that anxious energy or, oh my gosh, I have all these things to do, it's like the quicker that I see that, then I can take action on it. So I've just gotten very good at knowing when that energy starts in me and how I need to have a boundary or adjust my schedule accordingly. And so for me, it's a course correcting all the time, right? And that it's not this idea of hitting some perfect mark and then you're just going to forget about it and it's all going to be easy breezy. It's really just mindfulness and awareness about when it's getting too much or when you feel like there's an area of your life that is you're not paying attention to as much as you'd like to, and being able to say no when you need to, being able to readjust when you need to, and knowing that that's okay. Not feeling that, oh my gosh, the world's going to end if I readjust my schedule or if I say no to something, but instead saying yes to the things that matter to you, that are important to you.
I love this. This is so perfect. You know, one of the things that I use as, you know, because I always love visuals that really help in this. And I love, you know, this just taking away and just being intentional about how you're living your life. And one of the visuals that I like to share with my clients is thinking of life and organization and your structures and all that is like a light switch. You know, instead of it being a light switch where it's on and off, thinking of it as a dimmer switch where it's like you can up a little bit and down a little bit, and then finding, you know, what is that perfect range for you? And I love that you're sharing this because that can vary for each person, and you can be going along and what maybe worked last week isn't working. And that's where that being present in the now, where maybe you do need to have more self-care. I mean, I talk about having like extreme self-care that, you know, the more you take care of yourself, the more you have to give to others and the more you can be present to your guests and who you are here to be. But if we're not present to that, you know, a lot of times what happens is that switch goes really low, and then that's where, you know, disease and imbalance, and all these things start happening. So the more we're mindful of that and can do that course correction, you know, I love those visuals to be able to give people because it's not all or nothing, because that's what people tend to do is the all or nothing, but making those course corrections is really the key. And so I really appreciate you sharing that.
Yeah. And the all or nothing is taking the easy road out in a sense, because we can swing from extreme to extreme in any area, right? Or diet with the way we live our life. You have to be skilled, right? To find that balance. That, and balance is a big gray area in the middle, right? So sometimes it'll be more towards this side and sometimes it'll be more towards this side. But it means that you have to communicate your needs. It means that you have to, you know, make time to have those boundaries and make time to communicate them. And so that's where that mindfulness comes in, and the awareness and being able to speak our truth and being able to feel, not feel guilty for what we need and want in the moment, and creating that, being responsible for creating that in our life. And so that takes more skill, right? To find that than just from going from one extreme to the other. And so that's where I feel like, you know, in a society, it's a lot of one extreme to another, very black and white in a lot of ways. And finding those gray areas requires more tools.
Yes. And I love you talk about, you know, asking for help. You know, I mean, there's, I know this is tends to be like a female thing where it's like, you know, I can do it all and make it all happen. And you start getting into that energy, but being able to ask for help and to have support around you. I mean, no one, you know, excels in success in all the different areas of their life, you know, alone. It's who the people we surround ourselves with. It's yes. the team, it's the partnership, it's the communities, it's those things that we're doing to really support ourselves in that. So the more we can reach out and really have other people do the things that aren't our strengths and really to stand in what it is uniquely our own gift of what we're to do, then the more we can actually accomplish. And you know, that's one of the things I wanted to talk a little bit more with you about is in discovering your deeper truth. And you talk about everyone having like their own unique energy. Can you speak a little bit more about that?
Yeah. So everybody has their own soul frequency, their own signature energy. So obviously, if I were to put a blindfold on somebody and go in a room and you were to stand next to, you know, a relative of yours or a friend of yours, you would feel their own unique vibe, their own unique way about them. And this is what's so beautiful is that we all are so unique, right? It's like nobody can do you like you can do you. So we should all be doing us, right? Yes. And so oftentimes, you know, people, especially in business, right? And then starting businesses and things like that, people want to emulate other people's businesses. And I'm always guiding them deeper into who they are because no one else can do you but right. you. And so it's really about tapping into deeper and deeper levels of understanding self and how to share that and share our gifts with the world. And so this is the process of understanding our own energy and understanding how other people receive our energy, right? Like who am I for other people? Like what do people get from me when I'm in their presence that they don't get anywhere else? And that's oftentimes a really good, like I sometimes have people ask people in their life because we never do that, right? We never say like, what do you get from me? Or like, what is it that what you think are my gifts or the things that I share? But when we start to ask around, oftentimes we get similar answers from the people in our life, which is clues to what the world needs from us, right? What we can give to other people that is our own particular energy. And when people dial into that soul frequency and they get really confident in it, is when their life takes off in all directions because there's this clarity and with clarity comes confidence. And when you're stop trying to be like everybody else or anyone else and start really honing into you, even if you're funny, silly, goofy, you know, clumsy, like anything, like have say bad words, whatever, like whatever is you, if you just share that, own it. Yeah. And share it authentically. People take to that. And it gives them, other people, the freedom to be them, right? To not be so afraid to fly their freak flag, right? Whatever is their thing, to do it and to stand confidently in that.
Yeah, this is so beautiful. I mean, what a relief it is that all we have to do is be us, right?
Yes.
And be the best version of us that we can be. And to really step into asking ourselves, you know, part of that journey is asking like, you know, what is it that's uniquely us? And what is our purpose here? And what does make us unique from other people? I love that. What has been some of the reflections that you've gotten back from people that is what's unique to who you are?
Ah, good question. Well, before I did the work that I do today, I had another career, a long-term career in the real estate industry. And what I didn't realize at the time is that to some degree, I was using the gifts that I use in my work today in that work, right? Because we're always being us to some degree, even if we're trying to be other people, it's seeping through. And so most of my life, I was the person that everybody came to for advice, to share their problems with, to help work through anything they were going through in their life. I was just a natural magnet to that. And I would be on the phone, you know, with friends or family for hours on end, really being there for people powerfully and trying to give them alternatives or new ways of looking at things. And so I was doing this all the time in my life. It wasn't my career yet. And so I look back and I see, you know, when I was negotiating with clients in real estate, I was really sensing energetically where each person was at, what they needed to feel safe in moving forward and how they could come together. Like, what was that one point where they were going to be able to come together and meet in the middle? And so it was very effective in that career. I did very well in that career in knowing how to work with people, how to sense what they needed to hear and feel to feel comfortable and safe, you know, making an agreement that was going to be mutually beneficial. And so you could say that you spend your whole life developing your technique for who you truly are and what you're going to share with the world, unknowingly, of course, right? And you go throughout it. Most people that are really on their purpose line and that are living their truth, if they go back over their life, they can see that they were gathering different skill sets, maybe from different careers they had or different experiences that they went through, and that they're now using all of those skill sets. Of course, at the time, they weren't sure why they were doing the things they were doing or why they needed those skill sets. But you look back and you go, I know, oh, I get it now. Like, I needed this for this aspect of my business and this for this aspect and this for that aspect. Or even if someone is not owning a business, let's say they're working for someone or they're a stay-at-home mom. It's like you're gathering tools throughout your life to go ahead and live on that purpose line. And really, the only thing that holds us back from doing that is the negative belief systems, the fears, the doubts, the insecurities, the imprints from parents or people who raised us, telling us we can't be who we really are. You know, all of that stuff is the only thing that stands in the way of us really trying to just do what we came here to do and be who we came here to be. And once you can slowly get rid of those things, the light starts to really shine.
Right. So fantastic. I mean, you know, the journey, that discovery about who you are and what you're doing. I mean, having those moments when you feel the best, like, you know, you're kind of what you're moving towards. And, you know, when we feel it's effortless, like sometimes, you know, I was talking with some friends recently and we were talking in terms of like, you know, what are the things that we do that either we would do for free or they feel easy to us. Like those seem to be like the things that are truly us. And sometimes it's those little nuances sometimes that we forget about who we are because they come so naturally to us.
Yes.
To have that reflection from other people and to see what that looks like. I mean, I've looked sometimes over the span of my life and at times I was like, wow, they seem so polar opposite, but I totally see this through line that you're talking about, you know, that purpose line of who we are and who we're being, because even when I was, you know, a police officer and I stood for safety and protection and helping bring order to people's lives. And that has been a through line through everything that I do in standing for how it is that I'm stripping away the things that aren't belonging to other people to really allow them to be courageous and to not feel that they have to be so protected in their life to really show up with who they are. And now that I'm evolving even more into this transforming trauma, you know, it's allowing people to feel safe as they go through these different places. And so it's just something that we all can do is to really look at, you know, what is the journey we've been on and what are those little nuggets along the way that have built up the full fabric of who we are. So I love that reflection. And I mean, you are truly stepping into and doing that. And I love that you've done this in such a, you know, a vulnerable way, because I know that you've at times, you talk very openly about the days when you felt like you had to be perfect and how things look like on the outside versus how you were feeling in the inside and kind of this lost feeling. And I know so many people have experienced that. So what was that journey like for you in just going from this external, internal conflict to really stepping into this beautiful expression that you are today?
Yeah, when we find ourselves like really starting to focus on exterior things, right? And this can be, again, maybe we grew up in a family where that was praised or that was just what people do. But when we are really worried about how our table is set before people come over, or we're really worried about what outfit we're going to wear to the party, to the point where maybe we buy three because we're just concerned we don't have the right one, which, you know, I mean, this is very typical, right? With women, or am I going to have serve the right food? And we're overly anxious about that, all of that is covering up something, right? There's stuff underneath all of that. And there's no freedom in that, right? There's no freedom in needing to be perfect, needing to show up perfectly. We do it because we want to hide the stuff that's underneath, right? It's easier. We think we're safe, right? If I show up in the perfect outfit with the perfect hair and the perfect makeup, I have a perfect spread for my guests, then I'm safe. right? Nobody can judge me. Nobody can say anything, you know, about the way I'm showing up in the world. And yet there's no freedom in that. We don't feel free to be, right? We don't feel free to express ourselves. There's a freedom in, I like, in messing things up a little bit sometimes. Like, and I don't mean like tearing your house apart, right? But I just mean not needing the pillows to be perfect, right? Not needing the food to be perfect. Instead, coming from your heart, right? Sharing your heart with people. That's what people remember, right? And so there was a time in my life where I was covering up all of the pain of my past, because pain, when we suppress pain, it starts to, it's like a pressure cooker, right? It starts to bubble up and starts to bubble up. And so we need more micromanagement, right? More perfectionism, more whatever to hold that down. And it becomes something that becomes more and more difficult, right? And certainly people use alcohol or food or all kinds of things to hold down this past pain. When we can, and we think that if we look at the past pain, it's going to overtake our lives. It's going to, you know, be so difficult. We just can't face it. So it's easier to micromanage it. And it's not true, right? Because when we get to the pain, right, the pain actually dissipates relatively quickly, like within a couple hours at the most, when you actually get to the heart of it. Micromanaging it is way more painful for years, your whole life for some people, right? And eventually, as we all know, you know, when we have too much pain and we're continuing to micromanage it, it can manifest into physical disease, right? It can change the cellular structure of our cells. And so when we get to the heart of it, which I do very gently with my clients, and we're able to just dissipate this energy. So all of pain, all of negative emotions that we call negative are just energy. And when we can dissipate that energy out of our body, we become more free to be, more free to do what feels right to us and not what we think we need to be doing.
Yes. Oh, I love this so much, you know, and, you know, to not have to be so perfect and to really just be in the space that really feeds your soul and that feeds your heart and has it feel good to you. So speaking of spaces, one of the things that I always like to ask my guests is, our home is our sanctuary. And, you know, we like to have different experiences in, you know, the bedroom versus the kitchen versus the family room. So what is your favorite room in your home and why?
Oh, goodness. To be honest, my home looks like a mini Legoland because I have a 5-year-old little boy. And it's interesting that you asked that, because we did, we had a very perfect house before we had a child, you know, and I love our bedroom, but we made a decision when we had our son that we wanted him to have the freedom to, you know, create in the space that we live in and create, and he builds all the time. And so, because we came from not having that, right? Always having to put every single thing away, even though we just created it. And so we allow him a lot of freedom in the space. And that, to me, rather than it being this idea of the perfect space, to me, it's like his creative expression all over our house. Like, he builds all these structures. And I love that, because that's, to me, giving him the freedom to be. And so my bedroom is like my little sanctuary, but most of our house is very much our son's creative expression. And he has names for every one of his Lego pieces, little Lego guys. And I just love watching that. And so for us, it's, you know, might be different than creating this beautiful spa place. It's really allowing our son to just have the freedom to be him in our space.
Right. I love that, you know, and, you know, when we talk about spa life, it's like, what is it to be your sanctuary? Like, what is it? And, you know, obviously that this brings you so much joy and, you know, so much love that you've expressed in your home, that that is that for you. Right?
True.
So for each person to really look at, you know, what is your space and what's the reflection for you? And, you know, if people were caught so much in the perfection of it, I mean, there could be some people where, you know, having the clear spaces is what feeds their soul. But for other people, it's like, what is it that really makes your space your own? Like, what is it that makes it truly your sanctuary? So I love that this is something that you've created with your family and that it brings you so much joy. So thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, thank you.
So good. Well, I love this, you know, the fact that you really serve people and helping them waking up to being, you know, who they really are and to get down into those deep levels. I mean, we're soul sisters on that and really supporting people in the world. And I know that our listeners are going to want to be, you know, connected with you. So how is it that they can be connected with you?
Yeah, through my website, which is my name, shanaekedal.com. It's shanaekedal.com. And right there, if they're interested in the conversation of energy on the homepage, there is a gift for them that talks a little bit about getting deeper into this energy conversation. So I always like to bring that up. If people, sometimes it's the first time we've ever really talked about energy, heard about energy, or talked about changing our frequency. And then so that's there for them as well.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you for that. And you guys definitely need to go to her website. It's so beautiful. I mean, you can actually just feel her energy there. And so I've spent a little time there myself, and it's just, it feels good. It's a perfect reflection of the gifts and things that you're bringing into the world. So I want to thank you for that. That's a beautiful, beautiful gift that you've given us. So again, I would like to just, you know, remind our listeners about, you know, Spa Life and what that is for you, and that Spa Life is, you know, that accepts that accomplishment and harmony can live together. And so we have these conversations to see, you know, how are you marrying these two together? Our part of our mission is to have clarity and consciousness and contribution. And how do those things weave together for you? And if you'd like to hear more about Spa Life, you can also receive a free gift from me, which is at dianehoffman.com/guide. And that can get your 9 secrets to step into your spa life and to help create, you know, some of the things that we've talked about today, and being able to look at the different areas of your life that really support you. And with that, you know, Shauna, thank you so much for your time and your gifts. And I love your journey and all the wonderful things that you're bringing here in the world that is uniquely you.
Ah, thank you. And thank you for doing the work that you're doing. I just find it to be so incredible and valuable and needed. And I'm just so grateful for this time that we got to spend together.
Thank you so much. We'll connect again. All right. Thank you, everyone. Thank you for being here. And until we connect again, live your spa life. Bye for now.
Your host and Spa Life curator, Diane Halfman, wants you to know you can download her free guide to start living your spa life right now. Go to dianehalfman.com and click on the link for the 9 secrets to step into your spa life. Now, live your spa life where accomplishment and harmony coexist.
You know what drives me crazy? When business owners believe that just because they're not on stage speaking, they don't need stage presence. Stages come in all shapes and sizes. You're on the stage when you're in a boardroom, talking to a prospect, or introducing yourself and your company. I invite you to join me on a free educational webinar called How to Triple Your Income Through Speaking. Learn the critical ingredients to make impact and income on any type of stage. Go to speakersuccessformula.com and grab your spot now.
Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. Are you ready to rise up and share all your greatness to the world? Stop playing small and settling for mediocrity? If so, then you need to join us at our eWomen Network Entrepreneur Conference and Business Expo in Dallas this year, August 3rd through the 5th. There will be hundreds of women entrepreneurs from all over the world waiting to meet you to share knowledge, wisdom, and even partnerships. Get ready to be coached by me and learn from other multi-million dollar speakers who will teach, inspire, motivate, and guide you to transform your thinking from small to big. And you can't beat the food and fun at our Saturday night dance party either. Look, no one makes it alone, so it's time to stop trying to be the COE, chief of everything, and step into your role as CEO. There is nothing like the eWomen Network Conference to bring out your genius and help you take action on living your dream. Register at eWomenNetwork.com.
This is the EWN Radio Network.